Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It is 5:12, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola. Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Joining me this afternoon, Scotland Wilson from Scambia County. She's the meteorologist over there. In Scotland, I got to tell you, I still cannot get used to calling you Wilson when it was Williams for so long.
Hey, that's okay.
Hey, listen, we are working an interesting situation this afternoon, and I know you are all over this. Authorities responding to a storm damage incident happened in Escambia County this afternoon, around 425 over on Copter Road near the Ellison Industrial Park. Scotland, what do you know at this point?
Yeah, so what I know is I received a call from our public safety director, Eric Gilmore, because we had 911 calls coming in of the people in that area and what they were seeing and what they were experiencing. So he called me to see, you know, one, were we expecting severe weather? Number two, what could it have been? Was it a tornado or was it not? So I, of course, am always monitoring the weather. We're looking at severe weather risk for tomorrow. Today, extremely, extremely low end of being that. But the environment, these storms that were moving through, were able to tap into that. So obviously some type of weather phenomena has happened in that area. Do we know what yet? Absolutely not. But we do know that debris was lofted into the air. Absolutely. And there are damages to buildings, multiple buildings over there. And so we have first responders on the scene. Our emergency manager, Travis Tompkins, is on the scene. So I'm getting updates frequently and getting photos. I'm also in contact with the National Weather Service, because what I was looking at, we look at radar. That's what you and everyone else has on their phone. But what meteorologists look at, we also look at something called velocity. We look at something else called correlation coefficient. So I'm looking at these things, and the correlation coefficient did show me the colors that we look at, that debris was lofted into the air, which obviously is confirmed from photos that we're seeing on social media and that I'm getting from the scene now as well. Now, other than that, radar is not telling us that it was a tornado. We haven't also seen any photos of a tornado touching down. That's not to say that it did not happen, but the National Weather Service, they'll be out in the morning to survey what has happened, and so we'll know more then. But for now, we know something has happened. We just cannot confirm exactly what it was.
Okay, Scotland Wilson, Escambia County meteorologist with us this afternoon on Pensacola Right Now. Scotland, I know you and I both have seen some of these images and the debris flying in the air. There was no straight line effect here, was there?
Yeah, so, I mean, again, looking at radar, it looks like a storm moved through. We see the yellows and the reds and oranges indicating heavy rain, but straight line wind, looking at that, not seeing much indication. But, again, we won't know until the National Weather Service can get out there. And of course, first responders are still on the scene getting any people that maybe were in the building or around the building and things like that. So the scene is still very much active right now. So we're not really able to get out and investigate too much what has happened weather-wise just yet.
Okay, Scotland Wilson, thank you so much. We're going to be checking back, if that's okay, a little bit later this hour and get the latest update from Travis out there on the lines and kind of tap into what you know at that point. But again, thanks a lot this afternoon for sharing a few minutes with us.
Absolutely, anytime.
Okay, Scotland Wilson, Escambia County meteorologist on top of this. We are now seeing visual images. We're picking the feed up now from Channel 3, where we're seeing considerable damage, major damage, from inclement weather on Copter Road. Again, the National Weather Service is not confirming if it was a tornado or what exactly it was that struck some of these buildings, but it has done some damage. So let me give you another piece of information here. If you're traversing Davis Highway this afternoon, if you're going, let me just give you a reference point, north of Johnson Avenue to Copter Road, eliminate that portion of your drive today. Go Scenic Highway. If you need to get to the Pace or Milton community using Highway 90, go that way, or go Palafox all the way to 9 Mile Road and then take a 9 Mile to Highway 90 and go across that way. But as what we wrote, know right now, bad weather moving through the area today. 425, it hit in the area of Copter Road and in the Ellison Industrial Park. So that's what we're watching, and we're going to keep you real posted on what's going on today. And we'll check back in with Scotland Wilson from the Escambia County Meteorologist Department.
All righty, just past 5:15 here. We'll get you a full check of your roads and weather here. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, Chris just recently mentioned Palafox Street. Yeah, traveling northbound on Palafox towards Burgess Road, still dealing with some heavy backups. Same can be said for Highway 29, traveling northbound towards Burgess, so be on the lookout for that. 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Jernigan Road, is giving us some heavy congestion as well. Same with Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Outside of that, it's just a couple more of our usual spots. As for the weather, 71 degrees, low of 68 tonight. The rain's going to bleed into your Wednesday, where it will be a high of 78 and a low of 64.
Okay, 518 News Radio 92.3. Let me just take this back here and get back to some normalcy. Stocks ending mixed today following President Trump's latest tariff escalation. Hillary Barsky's all over the numbers.
The major averages finishing mixed as investors digested comments from Fed Chair Jerome Powell, who spoke before Congress today. Powell making a two-day appearance and said that the central bank is prepared to keep its key interest rate unchanged for now, as inflation remains elevated and the job market is solid. Investors also remain cautious ahead of key inflation data tomorrow with the release of January's Consumer Price Index report. Tech stocks were among the gainers, with shares of Meta Platforms rising slightly for its 17th straight session of gains. The Dow winners, Apple, IBM, and Coca-Cola. The Dow decliners, Salesforce, Amazon, and Honeywell. The Dow rising 123 points. The Nasdaq lower by 70. S&P 500 up 2. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Alrighty, one of our top stories here nationally. President Trump securing the release of a Pennsylvania teacher imprisoned in Russia. Trump's special envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, negotiated a deal with the Kremlin to release Mark Fogel. He was arrested on charges of bringing medical marijuana into Russia in 2021. He was released from the Kremlin's custody and left on Witkoff's plane.
Okay, once again, we are watching a bad weather situation that has moved through the Pensacola area earlier this afternoon. Authorities right now on the scene. A storm damage over on Copter Road. This is in the Ellison Industrial Park. The inclement weather came through about 4:25, just about an hour ago from right now. Multiple Escambia County EMS units now on the scene, going through the damaged buildings on Copter Road to basically assess the situation. They're also searching for anybody who may be inside. They've got to go through these buildings and make sure no one is in these collapsed buildings. Early reports are that they had said that a possible, potential, not confirmed tornado struck the area. But again, nothing is confirmed at this time. The National Weather Service is determining if the damage was caused by a tornado, but nothing as of yet. Like I said, this is going on less than an hour ago over on Copter Road. So we'll keep you posted as authorities are now responding to a storm damage incident over on Copter Road near the Ellison Industrial Park.
Just about 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, a Florida contractor isn't happy about immigration officials raiding his work site and arresting an employee. We got details on that story and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
One amazing example of strength is Esther. She famously proclaimed, "If I perish, I perish," as she prepared to go before the king on behalf of her persecuted people. She had such conviction that she was willing to lay down her own life for the sake of others. Her passion and purpose were deeply rooted in God's plan. Being strong in the Lord means finding His purpose for your life and pursuing it no matter the cost. Knowing God's plan for you doesn't have to be mystical. Actually, it should be biblical. Find your purpose in tenaciously telling others of God's love for them through the message of Christ's death and resurrection, which atones for our sins. Christian person, give your life to the faithful proclamation of the good news of Jesus Christ.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
It's Creative Month and National Embroidery Month at Darryl Sewing of Pensacola, with hot buys on embroidery machines through February 28th. Quilt Tony will be there on March the 1st for a Bargello class and pixel quilting. And don't forget, the Quilt Show is coming up March 28th and 29th at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds. Darryl's, the largest sewing machine dealer in the area, and financing is available. Darryl Sewing, 6705 North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess, or online at sewinginpensacola.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Guys, ever had a bad experience in the bedroom that totally threw you off? It messes with your head, your confidence, and suddenly it's all you can think about. Next thing you know, you're avoiding trying altogether because the fear of failure is just too much. That's where Wave Men's Health comes in. Their providers have been helping men overcome ED and providing hope even when the pills and other treatments have failed. Their proven personalized treatments have some of the highest success rates out there. No awkwardness, no judgment, just real results that bring back your confidence and that connection. It's important to get your ED treated quickly so that it doesn't get harder to treat down the road. Wave Men's Health has treatments that online pharmacies only dream about. Tonight is your night for intimacy and connection. Call Wave Men's Health today at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Your consultation is discreet and could be the start of something incredible. 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com and let's make tonight unforgettable. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Love is in the air. So is the scent of that Sonny's Real Oak Slow Smoke Barbecue. This Valentine's, make sure to get all your hogs and kisses with ribs for two for only $25.99. Share a delicious rib dinner with three shareable sidekicks and a free banana pudding. This Valentine's weekend, starting February 13th through Sunday, February 16th. Treat your Valentine to a slow smoke rib dinner they won't soon forget. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, and the News Radio team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 923, Pensacola Right Now. It is 525. Chris Bryant, Austin Price, rain falling today. If you are driving, please watch your braking distance. Going to be a little off, little slippery out there. And we are following the story, of course, the inclement weather moving through the area. 425 this afternoon. Authorities responding now to storm damage over on Copter Road in the Ellison Industrial Park. Multiple Escambia County EMS units are now on the scene. We had Scotland Wilson on, Escambia County meteorologist, about 10 minutes ago on with us and giving us an accurate, right-to-the-minute report. We're going to check back in with her in about 20 minutes or so and get another report in terms of what's happening and what first responders are going through this afternoon. The head of the Federal Reserve is suggesting today we might not be seeing interest rate cuts for a while because the economy's holding up pretty nicely. Jenny Casola has more on the story.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell, addressing the Senate Banking Committee, defended last year's interest rate cuts as necessary because of cooler labor market conditions at the time and suggested more rate cuts are not immediately needed.
With our policy stance now significantly less restrictive than it had been, and the economy remaining strong, We do not need to be in a hurry to adjust our policy stance.
Though inflation is easing, Powell says it's still higher than the Fed's goal of 2%. Powell also committed to working with Congress and colleagues at the Fed to examine ways to address debanking. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Just past 5:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Obviously, do have some congestion on North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards I-10. You're going to hit another wave of it as you merge with Scenic Highway just in front of the UWF's main entrance. Outside of that, we've got some issues still at Palafox Street and Burgess Road. The intersection there always giving us trouble this time every afternoon. Also on Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess. Got a lot of issues over there. Last major spots, Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road. As for the weather, 71 degrees, low of 68 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a rainy Wednesday, high of 78, low of 64.
Okay, 527 News Radio 92.3. Three candidates qualified Monday to seek an open seat of the Century Town Council. John Bass, Catherine Fleming, and Elizabeth Sparky Harrison. Seat 4 on the council was left open in early January. If you think back here, Alicia Johnson was appointed the interim mayor. Now, nobody has qualified to run for her seat as the mayor. The qualifying continues through noon tomorrow at the Escambia County Supervisor of Elections Office. Of course, it's downtown 213 Palafox Place in Pensacola.
And mentioned this before the break, a Florida contractor not so happy about immigration officials raiding his work site and arresting an employee. Jeb Schaefer called the raid a surreal experience when talking to local reporters in Broward County. He said DEA and DHS agents showed up to his work site, and Schaefer claims the agents were unnecessarily rough with his other employees. He says his employees are like family to him and that the employee that was taken has a wife and a kid. He's been in the U.S. for about 15 years.
Okay, the Secretary of Defense has brought back the name of an old military base with a twist this time around. Ryan Schmelz has details from Capitol Hill.
Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth says the military base in North Carolina that adopted the name Fort Liberty in 2023 will be Fort Bragg once again. This time, though, instead of being named after Confederate General Braxton Bragg, the base will be named after Ronald L. Bragg, a World War II veteran who received a Silver Star and Purple Heart for his actions during the Battle of the Bulge.
It's serious, and it's commendable, to say the least. It'll mean a lot for generations.
House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman and Purple Heart recipient Brian Mast applauding the decision. Pete Aguilar, the number 3 House Democrat, calling it Republicans' attempt at outrage. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And there's a reminder for spring breakers who plan to vacation at a South Florida hotspot. The city of Miami Beach held a news conference after unveiling its campaign, urging potential tourists to stay in line during the upcoming season. FHP is going to help enforce new safety rules in the area starting next month. The changes will include increased DUI checkpoints, road closures, and enhanced fines.
Okay, the FBI has uncovered thousands of undisclosed records connected to JFK's assassination. This is getting good since they've released a lot of this material. Jeff Manasso has more.
The FBI has discovered about 2,400 records tied to President Kennedy's assassination that were never provided to the board that was tasked with reviewing and disclosing the documents, all triggered by President Trump's executive order demanding the public learn the truth.
And everything will be revealed.
The president in his first term decided against releasing the JFK files at the request of the CIA and FBI. His latest EO also orders the declassification of files into the assassinations of Robert F. Kennedy and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And former President Joe Biden, viewed the least favorably among living presidents, that's according to a new Gallup poll, follows a trend of lower ratings for presidents when they first leave office. Gallup wrote that presidential image tends to follow a pattern of generally positive ratings around inauguration, subdued ratings while they're in office, and worse after their presidency. It also noted there's usually improved favorability after a period of time. Trump and Clinton were close in second place.
Okay, we're still watching the storm damage here in Escambia County. Happened around 4:25 this afternoon on Copter Road in the Ellison Industrial Park. First responders on the scene, EMS units are on the scene going through the damaged buildings on Copter Road. We will have an update with Scotland Wilson, Escambia County meteorologist. She joins us in about 20 minutes from right now on News Radio 92.3. We'll see you then.
I'm John Saucier. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer continues to make the case against the Department of Government Efficiency as dangerous and unconstitutional.
Everyone knows there's waste in government and should be cut, but DOGE is using a meat axe.
and they're cutting things that are efficient and effective.
Some Democrats have suggested using possible government shutdown as leverage to put the brakes on President Trump and Elon Musk's efforts to overhaul the government. The president signing an executive order cutting the federal workforce in an effort to save taxpayer funding. Musk speaking in the Oval Office saying the investigation into government spending is to preserve democracy by eliminating bureaucracy.
We have this unelected, fourth unconstitutional branch of government, which is the bureaucracy, which has in a lot of ways currently more power than any elected representative.
A federal judge blocking deadlines for federal employees for a buyout. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The U.S. Central Bank is not in a hurry to reduce interest rates any further. That coming earlier today from Fed Chairman Jerome Powell during routine testimony on Capitol Hill with Senate and congressional committees that concludes tomorrow. Powell's comments are in line with other federal officials and Wall Street. And stocks were mixed on Wall Street as investors digested Powell's chat with legislators. The Dow gained 123, the S&P 500 ticked up by 2, and the Nasdaq lost 70 points. Meanwhile, shares of Dominari Holdings spiked today after the company announced that President Donald Trump's sons, Don Jr. and Eric, are joining its advisory board. Shares set a record at nearly 84% before trading 30 points higher. U.S. crude oil futures for March delivery rising more than 1.1%, sitting above $73 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or avacincaptad pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. When Dennis Allen took over for Sean Payton, I don't think anyone ever thought he would be the long-term guy. And now the New Orleans Saints have hired Kellen Moore to be their next head coach, and I'm not sold that Kellen is the right guy either. But regardless of what you think of the hire, one thing is clear that Moore must find the Saints their next franchise quarterback, because if he doesn't, New Orleans will probably be looking for a new coach 3 years from now. I'm Zach Gelb.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you annoyingly inattentive? Do you watch a movie and then ask a zillion questions because you weren't paying attention? Do people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should get a mattress from Mattress Firm. They can help anyone sleep. Mattress Firm's President's Day sale is happening now. Get a king bed for a queen price. Save up to $700 plus a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or mattressfirm.com for details.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused, VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need.
It's easy to sign up for text alerts.
Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. It is a wet and kind of a gloomy Tuesday afternoon. Thanks a lot for having us on today. We do appreciate that. Still keeping you up to date on the questionable storm damage that moved through the area this afternoon around 4:25. Buildings are damaged and power lines down after a storm hit Copter Road near the Ellison Industrial Park. This is the area of Davis Highway and Scenic Highway on this side here, on both sides of what we're talking about here. Copter Road runs east-west with the area. So anyway, if you're doing the commute to maybe Pace or Milton this afternoon, you might want to use alternative routes. In other words, you can go, let me give you a reference point. Johnson Avenue, Davis Highway to Copter Road, eliminate that from even trying to go on that roadway. But if you need to get around it, Scenic Highway, shoot it up to 90, go across the causeway to Pace in Milton on that side. You can go Palafox North to, of course, 9 Mile Road, then take 90 across to Pace or Palafox. But yeah, still a lot of emergency vehicles on scene. Happened around 4:25. We're going to be checking in with Scotland Wilson, the chief meteorologist at Escambia County. She's going to have an update for us coming up at about 5:50, in about 12 minutes from right now. So we will keep you posted. There's other things happening this afternoon. Of course, Super Bowl 59 marking and making it the most watched game of the year ever. Michelle Polino has the story on it.
Super Bowl 59 on Fox averaged 126 million viewers across all platforms, according to early numbers from Nielsen and internal Fox data. If those numbers hold, it would mark the second year in a row the Super Bowl set a viewership record, surpassing last year's 123.7 million on CBS. Fox also reports a Super Bowl streaming record with 13.6 million viewers on its free streaming service, Tubi, 14.5 million total streams, including NFL digital platforms. The previous record, 11.2 million in 2022. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Yeah, Chris, I told you last hour, you know, I'm one of those sports fans that I'm always like, okay, I want to see someone different. If it ain't my team, I'd rather it be a humbler franchise, one you don't see very often, underdog story, whatever. But, you know, the response you always hear to that is, well, no, dynasties are good for the sport. And especially when we're talking about the Super Bowl, you're not just watching for the game. I get that. But my goodness, this definitely seems to be a good win for the anti-parody crowd, the people that do want to see the dynasties, that do want to see the rematches. That's a lot of viewers.
There are winners and there are losers.
Ratings don't lie.
Although the Philadelphia Eagles were winners, they are losing a key member of their coaching staff. Jared Max has the story.
The Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles are already being dismantled. The Chaps are going to need a new offensive coordinator next season. Kellen Moore, who led the Eagles' offense this past season, will become the new head coach of the New Orleans Saints. First head coaching job in the NFL for 35-year-old Kellen Moore, who had also been an offensive coordinator for the Cowboys and the Chargers before this past season when he joined the Eagles. No more head coaching vacancies in the NFL. The Saints were the last to fill their position. The team had to wait until after the Super Bowl since its new coach Kellen Moore was preparing the Eagles' offense for this past Sunday's game. The Saints have missed the playoffs each of the last four seasons. Jared Max, Fox News.
Trying to bring in something young, trying to bring in something fresh. Just kind of has a similar vibe to the Cowboys getting Schottenheimer. Basically like, okay, we're going to take a bit of a gamble, though it's not as big of one, and we're going to try to see if we can get on this Kellen Moore hype train before any other bigger names do. So this is a risky hire for the Saints, but I'm behind it. You just got to give it a chance to develop. Don't give up on the young, inexperienced guy yet. You got to let him try to build this team, at least somewhat in his image.
Try to tell that to the majority of the New Orleans Saints fans that live in New Orleans.
Oh, you don't have to tell me.
We have been through this so many times.
Sports is a very...
We've been through this so many times, especially New Orleans.
Yeah, sports is a very finicky world in the sense of people are so easy to give up on you, so easy to press to self-destruct. They want to start anew, try again. You just got to give it time.
Okay. The words of Austin Price, ladies
yes.
and gentlemen.
I'm here all week.
Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker declared plans for the Eagles Super Bowl victory parade to go ahead on Friday. Jared Max is following the story.
Weeks since she misspelled the team name Eagles, a viral moment, Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker made amends Tuesday.
How do you spell Eagles to me?
Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker announced plans for the Eagles Super Bowl Championship Parade this Friday.
Happy Valentine's Day. With love, Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Eagles President Don Smolenski aware that Friday is Valentine's Day, but not for the color red this year.
Bleed green. Bleed green with everybody there, because everybody there is bleeding green. It's going to be awesome.
The Eagles parade will start 11 a.m. Eastern time outside Lincoln Financial Field and conclude at the Philadelphia Museum of Art. Jared Max, Fox News.
All right. I also wanted to touch on this. Jacksonville Jaguars keeping their current president for at least another 5 years. Owner Shad Khan says that Mark Lamping will continue to lead the franchise's business operations through the 2030 NFL season following a contract extension from earlier today. Lamping has been president of the Jags for more than a decade now, and he's played a significant role in a large-scale stadium improvement construction project, which is expected to begin this month.
543 News Radio 92.3. It is another brutal road week for the good guys. As Pensacola travels north to Birmingham for a weekend series. The Ice Flyers will return home against Evansville. This will be a three-game series as well, beginning Friday the 21st. Puck will drop 7:05 on Friday evening.
And the newest Lakers superstar made his debut last night. Luka Doncic hit the court as LA cruised to a 132-113 win over the Utah Jazz in front of a sold-out crowd at home. The 25-year-old five-time All-Star was acquired, of course, in that blockbuster trade with the Mavericks earlier this month, and Doncic had been sidelined since suffering a left calf strain on Christmas Day. Mind you, Anthony Davis, I think it was in his first game as a Maverick, has already suffered an injury. He will be sidelined for multiple weeks. That's what we feared.
CBS, new poll out here finding 53% of Americans approve of President Trump's overall performance so far. Much of that has to do with his executive orders and how many there have been so far. Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
A big reason for President Trump's approval rating is because, as CBS notes, he is delivering on many of his campaign promises, much of that being done through the more than 60 executive orders he's issued so far. Trump signed orders eliminating the Federal Executive Institute, a management training program for career civil servants, and then mandating the government use plastic straws, a reversal of the Biden administration policy. None of this is without resistance. A judge continued to block the Trump administration's buyout offer to over 2 million federal civilian employees, and around 65,000 federal employees have reportedly accepted the offer.
All righty. And wanted to touch on this as well. Elon Musk making a $92 billion bid for controlling interest in OpenAI, the startup he helped found. The ChatGPT company CEO Sam Altman dismissed the offer with a post on X offering to, quote, buy Twitter for $9.74 billion instead. OpenAI currently in the process of transitioning to for-profit status, something Musk opposes.
Okay, Wild Young is in. Has your TMZ breaking news minute.
I'm Wild Young, and this is the TMZ Minute. Kanye West's website, Yeezy.com, is now offline after selling swastika-branded t-shirts promoted in his $8 million Super Bowl ad. Shopify dropped the site, calling its practices inauthentic and against policy. Sabrina Carpenter channeled Marilyn Monroe in a stunning Vogue shoot, serving vintage glam with corsets, garter belts, and classic Hollywood curls. In the interview, Sabrina said her short and sweet persona isn't just a character, but a theatrical version of her real self. With two Grammys and a skyrocketing music and fashion career, Sabrina's proven she's pop's newest powerhouse. Jason Kelce is feeling bittersweet after the Super Bowl, celebrating the Eagles' win while mourning Travis's loss. Jason praised Jalen Hurts and the team for proving critics wrong, calling the Philadelphia Eagles' victory special. I'm Wild Young, and that was the TMZ Minute.
All righty, let's see. Just about 547 here, so we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. If you're having issues on Highway 29, traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road, we've been having issues there for a little bit. We also have another wave of congestion behind that if you're traveling northbound on 29 towards Burgess Road. That's the one we've been following all throughout this afternoon. Also have some backups lingering on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Outside of that, it's just a few of the usual spots. As for the weather, 71 degrees, low of 68 tonight. Going to be a rainy Wednesday, high of 78, low of 64.
Another airplane crash to kind of talk about here this afternoon. Two planes have collided in Scottsdale, Arizona. A Learjet coming from off Austin, Texas, crashed into a Gulfstream 200 that was just parked off the runway. Kenzie Beach with Fox TV affiliate KSAZ in Phoenix has more.
Scottsdale Fire says five people were on the two planes when the crash happened. One person died and three others are in the hospital, one person refusing treatment. The Learjet is registered to Chrome and Hollywood Incorporated. The Tennessee-based company is owned by Motley Band crew member Vince Neil. TMZ is reporting that Neil was not on the plane, but his girlfriend and her friend were, and now they're in the hospital with injuries.
548 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. We will take one last quick break when we return. See if we can regroup with Scotland Wilson. See if we have any new information on what's been going on near Copter Road. All that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
Join Claimology Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Matthew Vanderford with Claimology will be talking about insurance claims. He'll be discussing storm claims, as well as the importance of being properly insured prior to a storm and inspections after a storm. Matthew will be taking calls to answer your questions, so you'll know what to do before the next storm arrives. That's Thursday at 9:30 with Claimology on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
You know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
Yeah, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, anything, you need to tell an adult, someone you know and trust. That can be hard, but speaking up about a problem is what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I-52 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, and joining me this afternoon, Skylar Wilson, a Scambia County meteorologist. We're following the really inclement weather that passed through our area around 4:20 this afternoon. Afternoon to you, Skylar. A busy day, huh?
Yeah, I mean, hey, it was actually a pretty calm day until later this afternoon.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Buildings, yeah. Now we got reports, buildings damaged, power lines down, 3 people have been hospitalized. What do you know?
Yeah, so just what you just said, and first responders are actively on the scene as well. I have made a Facebook post and shared it to Escambia County Emergency Management page so it can be seen there. Our PIO, Davis Woods, I mean, he's great, and he was able to send up close pictures and photos of everything, all of the damage and the debris that was clearly lofted into the air that is wrapped around power lines. 18-wheeler trailers were blown onto vehicles. You'll see in those photos. I hope you're able to head over to Facebook and look at those.
Yes.
I mean, I actually even saw a video on Facebook. I'm trying to get in touch with a person to get permission to use that. But in that video, to me, if it looks like a tornado and rotates like a tornado, to me, it would be a tornado. But again, unconfirmed until the National Weather Service is able to get out in the morning and survey. But wow, that video on Facebook and from the photos we've received from the scene and all of the damage and, you know, people being hospitalized. Yeah.
Okay, where are we right now? Okay, it's starting to get dark, and I know a lot of first responders on the scene over there on Copter Road. What is their role right now, and what's happening on scene?
Yeah, so they are continuing to search and evaluate what's going on there at the scene. It is still active. But for radar, I want to say this. People need to just be sure to continue monitoring the weather, because now in our chat with the National Weather Service, we're getting reports of a potential tornado or at least a funnel cloud in Foley, Alabama.
Okay.
And so we're continuing to watch radar there, and so we need people to stay weather aware as we go through the rest of this evening.
Okay, listen, thanks for staying on top of this. Scotland Wilson, we're talking to Escambia County's meteorologist this afternoon, and listen, I know these things happen so quickly, but you did masterfully putting this picture together for this puzzle.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you so much. And yeah, it was not a warned storm. And sometimes things spin up so quickly, but the National Weather Service, looking back at recent radar, and I mean, it could have been like a brief couplet is what we call it in the meteorological terms, but that's just what we look for on radar. We could have seen a brief couplet, and that could have been what spun up just so quickly that there wasn't time to put a warning on it.
Hey, Scotland, do you know what roads are, is Copter from, like, say, for instance, Davis to Scenic, is that still closed off, do you know?
I don't know if that is still closed, but that is the exact area of the scene. Okay. So I would avoid it until further notice, just to give the first responders space to do what they need to do.
All right. Listen, thanks for your time today. Scotland Wilson, Escambia County meteorologist, joining us live this afternoon. We're following this story for you. Buildings damaged over on Copter Road. Power lines are down. A storm hit around 4:20 this afternoon. It's in the 3300 block of Copter Road. If you're not familiar with this, this is located in the Ellison Industrial Park, that area, Davis Highway to Scenic Highway, as we were just chatting with Scotland. Stay away from that area. If you have to use Davis to get, maybe you're trying to get back to Pace or Milton via Highway 90 today, use Scenic Highway, go around to the east and kind of get back on 90 once you get past where 90 comes back in off of 9 Mile Road.
Right.
So, or you can go Palafox up to 9 Mile Road, shoot it over to 90, and you'll be able to get on the causeways heading back to Pace or Milton this afternoon. So we're following this for you throughout the afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
And with it being 5:55, we'll get you one last full look of your roads and weather for this afternoon slash evening. Our worst looking spots right now are going to be Highway 29 traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. Also still have some issues at the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess, though that congestion has greatly decreased, luckily. As for the weather, 71 degrees, low of 68 this evening. It's been rainy on and off throughout the day, of course. Going to be tonight, bleeding into your Wednesday. It's going to be rainy again with a high of 78, low of 64.
Well, some name changes implemented by the Trump administration began rolling out across the U.S. on Monday. Ted Lidner has more on the story.
Last month, President Trump announced his intention to Americanize the name of the Gulf of Mexico and said it would be renamed the Gulf of America, signing an executive order finalizing the decision after he became president. The FAA has now sent out a charting notice confirming that its systems were in the process of updating the name, in addition to updating the newly named Mount McKinley in Alaska, formerly known as Denali. Google Maps following suit, saying they have a long-standing practice of applying name changes when they've been updated in official government sources, but adding that outside the United States, people see both names displayed for the Gulf. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
And the FDA is recalling canned tuna products at multiple major grocery chains. That includes Walmart, Trader Joe's, Kroger, and Costco. Tri-Union Seafoods made the recall after finding a manufacturing defect involving the canned seal that could allow the tuna to be contaminated with a neurotoxin that may cause a potentially fatal form of food poisoning. That's not cool.
What a road this guy has taken from the set of Fox and Friends on the weekends to the Defense Secretary position. I'm talking about Pete Hegseth. He says he wants more money for the military. He's over in Europe, and Jonathan Savage has a report.
At the United States military base in Stuttgart, Germany, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has been meeting and training with the troops. He's also underlined what he sees as historic underinvestment at the Pentagon. Secretary Hegseth expects President Donald Trump to spend more than President Biden did, and he's calling on European allies to invest in their defense too.
You defend your neighborhood, and the Americans will come alongside you in helping in that defense.
Hegseth meets fellow supporters of Ukraine tomorrow before a NATO meeting on Thursday. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
And thousands of Danish citizens are launching their own effort to purchase the state of California from the United States. The online petition has garnered around 200,000 signatures in states that bind the Golden State would provide them with more sunshine, dominance in the tech industry, limitless avocado toast, and easy access to Disneyland. The petition is a response, of course, to President Donald Trump's push to acquire Greenland. That's cute.
Crazy person born every day, I guess. We are following the story of the inclement weather that moved through the area around 4 o'clock this afternoon in the 3300 block of Copter Road. This is in the industrial park, Ellison Industrial Park. Buildings damaged this afternoon. Power lines are down. 3 people have been hospitalized at this site. So things have been kind of very fluid and rolling out here, but we're kind of giving you an idea of what's going on there and to stay away from that area. If you're traversing Davis Highway, just put it like this. Don't go north of Johnson or south of Copter. That's kind of off. But especially Copter Road between Davis and Scenic, that's where the incident happened. So bad situation over there in the Ellison Industrial Park. A bit of weather moving through. National Weather Service, by the way, Austin, has not confirmed whether it was a tornado or not.
Right.
They're still looking back at footage and getting a lot of information from people that were on the scene and on the ground when this thing came through. We're going to come back to you in about 12 minutes or so with the latest update. This is News Radio 92.3. Have a great afternoon, everybody.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.